Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at why there are shortages of electrical components 2 years after the supply chain disruptions of the pandemic. Turns out the demand for electrical infrastructure components has surged on a worldwide basis. In particular, the supply shortages are concentrated in the infrastructure side of the business. Even electric utilities are having a hard time sourcing components that they need. Transformers are needed for service extensions, but they're also needed when they get damaged or destroyed by weather events. Winter ice storms, thunderstorms, hurricanes are among the top consumers of transformers. This is particularly true of the pole-mounted variety where overhead wiring is used. I'm hearing that some utilities are ordering transformers and switching equipment 24 to 36 months in advance. New home and apartment construction has slowed down considerably, so residential construction is not a major contributor to the increase in demand. In fact, quite the contrary. We also know that office construction has come to a screeching halt, so there's not much demand from that front either. So if these two sectors are slowing down, then why do we have a shortage? Well, to start, let's understand the makeup of the industry. It's concentrated in five major manufacturers. Not all of them are household names. You might have heard of Eaton or Siemens and maybe Leviton, but you might not have heard of the others. These are huge companies with global manufacturing. For example, Eaton is about a $110 billion company. These companies have very few direct customer accounts. Most of their product is sold through distribution channels, and there are both large and small distributors, each charging a markup. So despite the slowdown in home construction, we've seen tremendous growth in three other sectors. The first is the wave of electric vehicles. EV charging requires upgrades to the power infrastructure. The number of superchargers that have been deployed is still relatively low. It numbers only in a few thousand public charging stations. But each rapid charging station pulls about 250,000 watts of power per vehicle. That's about the same as 10 to 15 homes. If you see a bank of superchargers, then that demand could be as much as, say, 100 homes. The growth of this infrastructure is definitely putting a strain on the demand for infrastructure equipment. That's both transformers and switching gear. The second area is data centers. We've averaged about $20 billion in new data center construction over the last several years. And data centers are incredibly power hungry. They consume about an average of 200 watts per square foot. Some of the newer ones as much as 300 watts a square foot. The advent of AI data processing has multiplied that demand. My calculations estimate the power requirements for these new data centers at about 3.4 gigawatts of new power capacity every year. So if we put that in perspective, a decent-sized nuclear power plant generates about 1 gigawatt of power. A gigawatt plant can service about 876,000 homes. So in total, U.S. data center industry is putting tremendous demand on power network, is putting the same demand on the power network as building 2.9 million homes. And the U.S. has not produced 2.9 million homes in a single year. So from this, you can see that data center is putting tremendous demand on the electric equipment infrastructure, more than two times the residential housing market. The third area that's experiencing massive investment is solar power generation. The fact is, solar power is not actually growing the power generating capacity of the grid. The grid is designed to handle peak demand, and solar power only helps with average demand. It doesn't help with the peaks, because it, of course, doesn't generate power when the sun isn't shining. Nevertheless, about 19 watts per square foot of peak generating capacity is being built. And power generation clearly consumes a lot of land. In 2023, United States installed 32.4 gigawatts worth of peak generating capacity, a 40% increase over the prior year. Generation and distribution are almost equally demanding for switching equipment. The solar industry is putting almost 10x the demand for equipment as compared with data centers. Now, nobody wants to be waiting for months or even years for essential equipment like transformers and switchgear. You've got to remember that the solar industry contributes somewhere between 4 to 6 hours a day of power generation out of 24 hours, depending on location. Solar power is green, which is awesome. It's almost free if you neglect the capital cost. And this amount of solar power would be enough to power 24 million homes for 4 hours a day. That's the same as power generation for 4 million homes when you factor in all of their consumption needs. The provisioning of this much infrastructure is relatively inefficient when it only satisfies between 16 to 20% of the daily electric supply needs, but it still has to be designed to handle the peak generating capacity. And regardless, the switchgear and transformers required have to handle the peaks, and it's a major source of demand for equipment. These five manufacturers are ramping up manufacturing capacity, but it takes time. And moreover, Everyone in the industry is aware of the shortage, and therefore they've responded accordingly. If you knew there was a shortage, you would order more than you need, because you never know when you're going to need more, knowing they can always resell something that they don't need. The result is that everyone is ordering more than they need, which further exacerbates the apparent shortage. Many electricians and distributors are sitting on hidden inventory and charging massive premiums to those who are desperate for the equipment and can't afford to wait the 24 to 36 months for their order to arrive. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.